Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, with another Who's Who today. And we have really a company that you're all going to be familiar with. I'm talking about CCH Small Firm Services, and I have two great guests today. I have Gene Goldenberg, who's the Vice President of Marketing for CCH Small Firm Services, and Dave Olson, who's the Director of Product Management. So, Gene, welcome today.
Well, it's good to be here, Darren, and thank you for letting us talk a little bit about our company and what we have exciting plans for in the future.
Well, it'll be fun. And sorry, Gene. And Dave, I also want to welcome you before we get started.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. It's
My pleasure. So, Gene, if you don't mind, give our listeners today just sort of an overview of CCH Small Firm Services.
Sure. CCH Small Firm Services was formed in late 2006 with the acquisition by CCH of ATX Klein Rock and TaxWise. They were two of the leading programs in the small firm market for tax and accountants. And the two products together have a customer base of about 45,000 customers. Plus, TaxWise is also used by the IRS and all of its volunteer assistance sites. And they serve similar but at times dissimilar audiences among the small firm market. TaxWise is designed for small firms, many of which have multiple offices and do a high volume of tax returns, and many of which rely heavily on bank products, refund loans, and RACs to attract the customer base. And ATX is designed more for the small CPA firm and other professional firm where there aren't a lot of bank products involved, but the practitioner needs a wide variety of forms. ATX has over 10,000 forms, perhaps more than any other product on the market. Together, they complement each other very nicely in serving the small firm market with solutions that are affordable for the smaller budgets of those businesses.
Sure. So if you don't mind, Gene, can you guys give me sort of an overview of the different pieces and parts of those product lines? I mean, I'm sure that they cover all individual returns in the majority of states. If you can kind of carry that on out.
Sure. This is Dave. Why don't I pick up on that theme? We do have a very complete offering, of course, in our tax lineup and then a number of associated products around that. Starting with the ATX tax product line, as Gene was mentioning, one of the things that ATX has always been known for is the wide range of forms to meet virtually any need. One phrase that I like to use to describe it is to think of it as a complete tax practice solution, not just a tax prep program, because no matter what that practitioner is doing throughout the course of the year, if it involves any kind of filing that has to be sent, whether it's anything from a nonprofit needing to do a application for recognition of exemption, to a offer and compromise, to a S election for a corporate client, pretty much anything you can think of is going to be covered there. And of course, we do cover the full range of states and most localities as well, which, as you know, in a few states like Ohio and Pennsylvania and a few others, is a bit of a challenging area. So on the TaxWise side, of course, we've got a full range solution as well, but it's a bit more focused towards the core compliance preparation type work. And as Gene mentioned, focused pretty strongly on a program and workflow layout to support a high volume office. So to summarize, you can think of ATX as a little bit more for the specialist, and TaxWise as a little bit more for the volume prep situation.
Darren, you mentioned you assume that we cover most of the states. We cover all of the states with all of the individual forms and perhaps more business and specialty forms than perhaps any other program on the market. One of the things we like to do when we go to a professional show is when we get a group of practitioners that we're talking to, we give away a prize to anyone who can name an income tax form that is not in the program, and we have as yet to give away a prize.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like not only do you cover a complete complement of products, but you also provide a great value in that process. So I commend you guys for that.
We believe that as far as the value proposition is concerned, that we can't be beaten in the marketplace. And I'll let Dave talk a little bit more about some of the non-tax compliance programs, the integrated accounting programs that we offer that make the practitioners work a lot easier.
Oh, that'd be great.
Sure. Yeah, as we all know, the small practitioner is asked to do a lot of different things, and that may be anywhere from some bookkeeping services for a small business client or payroll compliance work, whether it's after the fact or even live payroll processing. And so, of course, we provide tools for all of those things from our client write-up program and our payroll program. We have a payroll compliance reporting package as well for that after-the-fact work. And then we've also, over the past couple of years, been expanding more into some workflow aids with things like our scan and fill program, which helps move folks towards a paperless office environment, being able to automatically set up folders for their client documents and scan in some of the key reporting documents, W-2s and 1099s and so on, and have them automatically drop into the folders, as well as import that data directly into the tax return as well if they would like. So that's an area of focus looking forward, is how can we help the overall workflow that the practitioner is dealing with.
So as you guys I know are aware that, you know, there's a lot of changes in the technology in the profession, you know, in the last few years. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, workflow and paperless and portals and all these different things. Can you kind of tell us, can you tell our listeners what direction small firm services is heading in those particular areas?
Yeah, sure. We have a number of projects underway to deal with what's becoming a wider variety of methods that practitioners want to get their needs met. And we're looking forward to sharing some of that with our customers in the next couple of years. We're investing heavily in our technologies to move us towards a place where the practitioner will be able to operate either in a desktop mode, or in a hosted mode, or in a mixed kind of arrangement where they can access their data locally but connect to services. And so we're fitting that together with some solutions to interact with the clients as well. You know, you mentioned portals, which is really just one manifestation of how practitioners are trying to interact with clients. I like to think of it in a little bit even broader context of secure communications.
Darren, if I can just change the subject slightly, if looking forward, there are also some very big changes externally. And primary among those are changes that the IRS is going to be making in the whole tax environment. As you know, starting in September, all paid practitioners are going to have to register with the IRS and obtain a PTIN, a Preparer Tax Identification Number, whether they have one already or not. And those who are not CPAs, enrolled agents, or lawyers, which in our case constitutes about 40% of our customer base, will have to, within the next 3 years, pass a competency test. And everyone will have to provide proof of continuing professional education starting next year. That would be 15 hours, including 2 hours of ethics courses. The difference being that CPAs, enrolled agents, and lawyers will be able to satisfy the CPE within their current accrediting organization requirements. It's going to force some very basic changes in the industry, we believe. And if you couple that with the electronic filing mandate that begins in January, the IRS has announced, at least verbally, that everybody who prepares at least 100 1040 returns will have to e-file all of them starting in January. And the following year, January of 2012, everybody who prepares 10 returns or more will have to e-file all of their returns electronically. And that's going to change life for a lot of practitioners out there who are not now e-filing or not are only e-filing a small percentage of their returns. Where that affects our customers is that we have always been in the lead in e-filing. We did almost 20 million e-filed returns this year, more than anybody in the industry but H&R Block. And we know electronic filing, and it's built into our software, and it's totally transparent to the user. So that's a very important factor as people get required to e-file who may not have before.
Well, I mean, Gene and Dave, you guys are probably both younger than me, but, I mean, they've been talking about this for a long time, and the change is really finally here. I mean, I think that you know, the majority of this stuff is on the books at this point, especially the registering to file tax returns. And I guess I applaud that from a practitioner's perspective because I think some sort of regulation there is great. And I suspect that you guys are going to be doing a lot of educating in that area. Is that right?
That's correct. By the way, we have supported it for years as well because we recognize that, unfortunately, there are some folks out there who don't know what they're doing. So this will be a way to weed them out, at least.
Yeah, and on your point, Darren, about addressing the needs and helping our customers with those needs in the area of training and education and so on, one key element of a system that we that some folks might not be acquainted with yet is an online university system. We have ATX University and TaxWise University. And via those platforms, we will be able to offer all of our customers and others as well, whether they use our software or not, the ability to meet those training requirements, the continuing education requirements for the IRS registration. And so that's becoming important as practitioners go forward, that they have a complete picture of how am I going to make my practice successful. And it starts with the software tools. It includes the interaction with the e-file process, as we just talked about. It includes meeting the training needs. And so that's what Small Firm Services is focused on, is that complete set of needs for the small practitioner.
Well, guys, as always, you guys are way ahead of the curve and leading the way. So that's fantastic. Well, we're about out of time today, gentlemen, so I really appreciate you guys taking the time to share with our listeners what's going on with CCH Small Firm Services. Gene, Dave, anything that we should add before we close today?
No, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to the opportunity of working with the practitioner community moving forward as we all address these challenges together.
And Dave, one last... Sorry, Gene.
Go ahead. No, I just wanted to thank you as well.
Well, my pleasure. And one last thing I'd like to get you guys to tell our listeners is if they're listening and they want to find out more about your products and CCH Small Firm Services, what's the best way to go about doing that?
The best way is our websites. For TaxWise, it's www.taxwise.com. For ATX, it's www.atx.com. Inc., ATXINC.com. And there's also a place you can find both of those sites, which is CCHSFS.com. But if you go directly to the product sites, you'll find everything you need, detailed information on all the products, pricing, et cetera.
Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for your time today, and I look forward to seeing you. I'm sure that you guys will be at many of the shows coming up, and our listeners can find you there as well.
Definitely. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.